When it comes to flavor, fresh is best. But when you've bought, grown, or cooked too much good food, the freezer can be your BFF. So, when you're about to go on vacation, when your best intentions to make tacos fell prey to last-minute plans, or when you're the only person who liked that huge pot of soup you made, turn to the freezer. It's like the good food pause button. Even though almost any food can be frozen, many people underuse this valuable appliance because they don't understand that different foods need different freezing techniques. So, let's look at how you can make the most out of your freezer. Blanch. Most foods can go straight into the freezer with minimal preparation, especially if you plan to eat them within a couple days or a week. Some fresh vegetables, however, benefit from the simple process of blanching, which preserves their quality and color, particularly if they might be in the freezer for a long time. Blanching is simply steaming or quickly boiling veggies and then taking them immediately out of that heat and placing them into an ice water bath. This technique locks in optimal freshness and vibrancy. We'll go over the process in depth in an upcoming lesson. Make it airtight. Freezer burn, also known as hoarfrost, also known as yucky taste, also known as weird smell on frozen foods, happens when foods oxidize from air exposure in the freezer. When in doubt, bag and then store in freezer-safe glass containers. Squeeze as much air as possible out of bag-stored foods. Note that any liquids like stock, sauces, and soups do expand a bit once frozen, so leave about 1 inch empty at the top of any container for stored liquids when possible. Freeze in portions. When putting food in the freezer, think of your future self. You may not want to put that leftover loaf of bread or gallon of veggie broth into the freezer in one single container because you'll have to defrost the entire thing if you ever want to eat it again. Slice breads before you freeze them. Separate pancakes and waffles. All of these you can toast later right from the freezer. Portion out soups and meals. A muffin tin can be used to freeze small portions of soups and stews. An ice cube tray is great for pre-portioning sauces, and stackable, airtight, freezer-safe containers are great for making quick freezer meals like scrambles and stir-fries, which you can easily drop into a pan to reheat later. Freeze in pieces, not lumps. Place berries and chopped veggies on a cookie sheet to freeze and then transfer them to a bag after they've frozen so you don't end up with a produce football to chip away at. Make things easy on yourself. If items are frozen separately, they'll stay separated for easy use and expedited thawing. It's quicker to thaw many small pieces than one large one. Lemon juice. For produce that oxidizes like apples, pears, and avocado, squeeze lemon juice over it before freezing, and refrigerating for that matter, to keep browning to a minimum. Lemon juice is full of antioxidant power, and browning is oxidation in action. The juice reduces the pH of the exposed fruit and makes it difficult for oxidation to occur. Apple cider vinegar is a good alternative when lemons aren't available. Herbs. There are two ways to preserve herbs so that they have the best flavor in the freezer. In the first method, the sheet method, first blanch and then pat the herbs dry. Then chop them and fill a large freezer-safe bag, pressing the chopped herbs flat into the bag like a sheet of paper. They'll freeze and defrost quicker this way, and you'll push the excess air out, which helps maintain great flavor. Once frozen, you can use kitchen scissors to snip off frozen bits from your sheet of herbs as needed for cooking. The second method is the oil method. Here, wash, pat dry, and then chop your fresh herbs. Then pack ice cube trays 3/4 full of the finely chopped herbs and pour oil into the trays to fill them. Pop the trays in the freezer. Now you have perfectly sized portions that you can toss into a dish while it's cooking for a burst of flavor. Plus, the heat from the cooking with the frozen, then thawed cubes will help infuse the oil with even more rich herbal flavor. Oil and seasoning cubes. As you learned with the herb and oil freezing method, smart freezer use lets you make a large batch of an ingredient that you'll use for many dishes and then turn it into easy single servings. Need a small amount of vegetable stock for easy sautéing? Just enough chili to top tacos, rice, or noodles? a small amount of soup for stirring into and quickly flavoring grains, leafy greens, and legumes, compotes for cereals, dressings for salads. You can quickly prepare all sorts of quick meal solutions by getting clever with your freezer storage. Just fill silicone ice cube or muffin trays with the full-size batch, freeze for a few hours, and then, once frozen, remove the cubes from the trays and transfer to freezer-safe storage containers or bags. Remember to push out as much air as you can. Label storage containers with cube contents and date so they don't become a mystery after a few weeks, and you can use them for future meals for up to 2 to 4 months. Defrost like a pro. Never transfer glass, even freezer safe, directly to the oven or microwave from the freezer. It can shatter. You've taken care to freeze your foods to their best advantage. Now give some time and attention to proper thawing. The safest ways to defrost frozen foods are by placing them in the fridge, overnight we'll usually do it, or in a bowl of cool water, or on the countertop. If you're really in a hurry, you can place the container in a large bowl and fill with cold water. After 5 minutes, start to add lukewarm water. After 5 more minutes, you can add some warmer water. Repeat until the glass has had enough gradual time to adjust to the temperature change. Then you can switch to hot water to finish defrosting. Get the most from your freezer, but don't let it become the land of the forgotten foods. Designate one night each week to be freezer night, where you make a meal from your frozen goodies. Lesson action. Stock the freezer for future meals. Make a batch of oil cubes, veggie stock cubes, or herb seasoning cubes this week. Pack the tray compartments with fresh chopped herbs 3/4 of the way to the top, then simply fill the remainder with stock or olive oil. Freeze for a few hours until solid. Once the compartment contents are frozen through, transfer the cubes to a freezer-safe bag or container to store. Push out that extra air. Use them to season rice, scrambles, stir-fry, soups, etc. Share with friends, family, or the course community what you prepared and how you'll use them first. We'd love to see pics in the classmates group.